21 minutes past six, and we continue with the day's top business news now, focusing on reports indicating that South Africa's tax shortfall at the highest since the 2008-2009 financial crisis. A similar sentiment was expressed by Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba during his maiden midterm budget policy statement last week in Parliament. Group Executive of Research at SARS, Dr. Randall Carolison, joins us on the line. Good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity.
It's only a pleasure. Talk us through the extent of the tax shortfall in South Africa. What exactly are we looking at?
Well, look, some people describe it as a shortfall. We describe it as an adjustment in view of the economy panning out in the manner that it does. Because when the initial target was set, there was an anticipation of growth of 1.3%. That growth has been cut back to 0.7%. So that played a big role in the reduction in the outlook for this particular financial year. Of course, there are other factors. There are the compliance of taxpayers that you have to consider, or the dwindling compliance of taxpayers. And then, of course, administrative inefficiencies which we need to address.
Talk to us at length about both those issues that you have attributed to this shortfall or the adjustment, as you put it, mainly being the taxpayers not basically honouring what it is that they are supposed to honour, as well as the latter part of what you explained.
Okay, so when the economy gets tough, taxpayers respond difficult, but more differently. So some taxpayers will continue to do the right thing, and other taxpayers are beginning to take their chances of not submitting their returns, or they are submitting returns without payment. And SARS has got legal recourse to, you know, it's a criminal offense to do these things. So we, of course, can't just use a blunt hammer and eat everybody the same. Most taxpayers, by the way, are doing the right thing. And so we are very confident that we will collect the remainder of over 600 billion towards the end of the year, because the 1.2 trillion is what we're aiming for, and that's based on the goodwill of the majority of taxpayers. With regards to administrative efficiencies, yes, we need to respond much faster to complaints, and we need to be much more on top of people that don't pay their taxes and enforce where we need to enforce. And then our service levels at the front office always in need of stepping up. But what the other administrative efficiencies that we are introducing now is that we are much more effective dealing with people harboring wealth offshore.
Yes.
And so we, just by way of example, our special VDP program, which ran out for a few months now, already we collected 1 billion rand from 308 taxpayers that came forward because of our access to their records and international exchange of information. So that's going very well. We also are looking very carefully at people with large wealth, but they declare income below threshold levels. So in other words, a person with a Ferrari only declaring income of 50,000.
Yeah.
We have access to third-party data, and we can link and build up a portfolio of such a person and then tax him appropriately. So we are getting much more efficient with that type of portfolio management.
Having said that, there is talk that SARS will now intensify action on defaulters as a result of the current situation. What's to be said about that? And in terms of rolling out the strict measures that SARS will now be embarking on?
Well, like I said, we have to be absolutely very careful that we just don't eat everybody the same. So we are at the moment doing an assessment of who continuously and cynically do not pay the taxes or adhere to the Tax Act. And we will be handing them over to special arranged court sessions with the NPA. And some people will unfortunately have to then account to the law as to why they don't pay their taxes.
As a parting shot, what would SARS like to communicate to South Africans, taxpayers in general, about their contribution and the effect thereof on the fiscus as well as the current shortfall?
Well, like I say, most taxpayers by far are still very compliant and law-abiding citizens, and we are very thankful for that. The people at SARS, despite all the noise that's in the system and the difficulty, it's very difficult to be a civil servant these days. 14,000 people, highly committed and highly professional, and we'll continue to deliver for SARS, for South Africa, what South Africa needs. We collect 90% of all South African revenue.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Group Executive of Research at SARS, Dr. Randall Carolison, discussing reports indicating South Africa's tax shortfall at the highest since the 2008-2009 financial crisis.